Good morning. It's September 28th, 6:12 a.m. Yeah, I'm a little bit earlier compared to what I have been, about 15 minutes early. Bright Eye Dyer just commented that the photograph this morning was really dark, and yes, it is. It's really dark. Part of that is today's the day I'm flying to Maine. I wanted to make sure that I got out and got my walk in. This will be one of the probably the few days, maybe the last day this month, that I will actually get in a walk. I'm planning on doing recording. I've got my Zoom H4 with batteries and a power pack, recording with the Zoom. I don't know how that's going to work. I tried a quick sample, and so I've got the settings right, etc. But we'll see how that goes. This is kind of going to be an interesting trip, a trip in kind of a nostalgic mode. I'm literally going back to the old neighborhood. My sister lives, I'm going to say, a mile and a quarter from where I grew up, from the house where I grew up. She lives on a farm, and I expect we'll have some barn talk, and I expect we'll have some giggling. I really honestly don't know what's going to happen. I'm planning on a get-together in Waterville, I'm not sure where, on Saturday. I have a book order to deliver and sign. One of the people who's talked to me on Facebook ordered the books, but the order came to me too late to actually ship for him to get in time for me to sign over the weekend. So while they would have arrived Monday or Tuesday next week, that's going to be too late. So I've packed them in my suitcase, and I'll take them with me. It's an extra 4 pounds, but I think I'm under the limit. All I've really packed is a spare pair of jeans and a lot of underwear, a few shirts, and a sweater. I hear it's cold there. So I probably should check to see how cold, to see whether or not I want to wear my parka, or if I can get by with a windbreaker and sweater. My sister has clothes. I can always borrow a shirt or something if I need to. Anyway, so that's what I'm thinking about today. Above all else is, okay, what have I got to do next? Where am I going to go next? In fact, I'm so focused on that I set off in the wrong direction this morning. I'm supposed to be going the other way. I should be walking by the noisy street, and I'm not. I am in the quiet neighborhood, which is fine by me. It's going to be busy. Excuse me. It's going to be busy enough as it is today. I'm leaving my house at 8 a.m. Mountain Time, which is 10 a.m. Eastern. And I'll be arriving at 11 p.m. in Portland. It'll probably be close to midnight before we actually get back. So it's going to be a very long travel day. In part, and for some reason I overlooked this when I booked the flight, there is a one hop into Minneapolis before I get to Chicago. So I'm flying from Denver to Minneapolis to Chicago, all on the same plane, and then from Chicago to Portland. But I've got a 3-hour layover in Chicago. It'll be around the dinner hour in Chicago, so that'll be good because that'll be the only meal I get after I have breakfast here. It's just as well. I can live without the extra calories, I'm sure. And I'm planning to get some sleep on the plane. I don't know how much sleep. The second plane is actually a small one. It'll be interesting to see how that works out. They're both not terribly large aircraft. They're local hops, as might be imagined. So that's where we are. I've got the boarding pass on my phone. I've got a printed copy in my carry-on and a second printed copy in my bag. I decided I'm going to take the laptop, see how that works out. This is a low-risk effort. Worst case is that I'm unable to log on completely, and I have nothing to put up for October 4th for Nathan Lowell Presents. I'm expecting one from a writer in England, and he's been delayed a couple of times. I was hoping to have everything scheduled through the trip so that when I get back, I can start agitating for new content. As it is, I've got one that should be coming in while I'm away, and I'm hoping my sister will let me use her network connection to get online. If not, I'll have to go to Starbucks or something, McDonald's, where I can get free Wi-Fi. That's entirely possible. It's so unusual to think of my old hometown, the place of 5,000 people, of cow fields and potato patches and hay fields, as this semi-metropolitan area. It's been a long time since I've been there. I left when I was 17 to join the service out of high school, and I'm 57. No, I'm 58. So it's been 41 years. I've been back a couple of times. I've seen it growing up, just little snapshots of it here and there. So it's going to be interesting to see how things have changed, to see what life is like now there. I was last there in 2005 in the spring. This will be my first trip back in the fall for a while. So speaking of Nathan Lowell Presents, today is Arlene Radasky. She does a lot of talking about the Fox. An interesting woman. She did the podcast herself. We put her through the mentorship. She's one of the first people through the mentorship program, and it's doing pretty well. She seems very pleased with how it's going, so that's the important part. And when you're talking about something like writing, really, as long as the author is satisfied with the results, that's really the key issue. And authors have different criteria by which they judge their own success. And for some, it's a mainstream publication deal. For others, it's getting their book into the hands of a lot of readers. So she certainly has done that. She says she's got 34,000 copies of the book out. Excuse me, I swallowed some spit there. Inhaled it down the wrong pipe. And so it's going to be interesting. It's going to be intriguing. So what else? Let's see. I'm trying to think ahead of who I've got coming up after Arlene. I think after Arlene is Mark Vail. And then I have... who? Somebody. I can't remember the order that they're coming up in. A lot of these people are people that I have just met, people I don't have not known in before. They're not, in some cases, they're not audiobooks people. In other cases, they're audiobooks people who have come to me under the radar. Mark Vail is a short story anthology collection and called Every Road Leads to Blue Lake. It's not one I've listened to because I don't listen to short story collections. So, I don't know. We'll see. What else? What else am I thinking about this morning? The trip is really engaging me pretty much cognitively in its entirety. I've loaded my phone with a whole collection of podcasts that I can listen to in my earbud. I've collected all of the power adapters that I have to have because I can actually charge my phone from the computer. I will be grabbing the power adapter from the house to take with me because I much prefer to use that when possible. I also need to remember to take the brick. It's the power supply for the laptop. Right now, the laptop is still plugged in, still turned on, because I'm going to use it to upload this podcast. And then I'll probably start going dark. I need to get some breakfast. I need to get cleaned up. I need to get a shower. I need to shave. I got my hair cut yesterday, so I'm looking spiffy. No, actually, I'm still looking quite old, but at least I don't have the bozo haircut anymore. The unfortunate circumstance of male pattern baldness leaves my side hair growing quite long and almost lush, if somewhat gray. And unfortunately, the top is pretty much not completely naked, but so sparsely covered that it doesn't really register, which leaves me, particularly on odd days, with hair sticking up on either side and nothing in the middle and looking nothing more. Looking very much like Bozo the Clown, except the hair is gray and not red. It's not an attractive look, so let me just say that. And since I'm going to be seeing a lot of old friends, I hope, they don't drop far from the tree in Maine, at least not in my old neighborhood. Most of my high school classmates still live within a 30-mile radius of the high school. So it's rather a step back in the past in many ways. So I hope it doesn't get too boring as I record some of this stuff and talk to people. I'm not sure how much of it I'll record. I won't record anything without people giving permission. But I do intend to record my sister's stories, at least a couple of them. Expect some hijinks. What I'm going to talk about in the morning, I have no idea, but that's nothing new because I don't have any idea here. A lot of what I'll talk about is what I did the day before and what I'm looking forward to doing the day to come. I am looking forward to getting some writing in. My sister has assured me that she's going to insist that I write because she's waiting as impatiently as everyone else for the new books. She's also asked for help getting them burned to CD. For some reason, she's unable to get a CD burned correctly. So I've got all of the books on my laptop in final MP3 tagged format so that all I have to do is throw in a CD, burn the ones that she needs. I know she has some of them because I mailed them to her on a CD. I actually have zip files of some of them. I should get zip files of all of them and make those available to people who want to just grab the zips. Yep, sun's coming up. It's going to be a beautiful day. Nice day to fly. Way up high in the sky. My, oh my. Anyway, so that's about it. Weird ideas come to me while I'm traveling. I'm carrying my notebook for those times when I can't use my electronic devices. I've got Kindle and Nook. The Kindle. The Nook doesn't have much on it. I've sent a half dozen samples to my phone and another couple to the Kindle itself. I can get a look and see what's going on. I'll have to remember not to turn on the Nook unless I turn off the wireless on the ground. That's just as well. I don't have anything on it besides Angry Birds and a couple of titles that I was reading aloud. So we've got that to do. Let's see, what else?
got a book set aside, a couple of books set aside. I don't know how many of them I want to take. I don't know how heavy I want to carry that bag. I've got so many books here on my phone that I really don't need to carry that many. And the few minutes that I can't use my e-reader are really largely irrelevant. The up and down part, since we'll be flying into Minneapolis and out of Minneapolis into Chicago, that's a bit tedious, but most of that will be spent sitting at the gate, I'm pretty sure. It's one of those touch and goes. It's only a 40-minute estimated ground stop. I saw that and thought, oh, wow, I hope I don't have to make a collect, and realized that, no, I'm flying a one-stop flight to Chicago, so I don't have to worry about changing seats or anything like that. I do have extra leg room on the flight this evening. I was a little peeved because they booked me on the flight and then didn't tell me the only seats they had were the premium seats. So I was kind of forced into paying an extra $40 for that leg of the trip. Peeved. Peeved. Oh well. So anyway, last leg of the last jaunt for this route for a week. I won't be back here until October 6th on this chunk of sidewalk. It's a beautiful morning. The sun is now finally beginning to show some red, yellow, a little bit of blue sky off to the east. That bright planet is still gleaming down. Rather lovely. Ah, yawn. I have so much to do today. It's going to be such an interesting journey to my past, this trip. I still have Twitter. I have Twitter on my phone. I have connectability, regardless of where I am, from that. Get email on my phone. If anybody wants to send me email, it will be forwarded to my phone. Let's see. I'm pretty sure that I'm going to be able to get online when I get to my sister's house, but this probably won't be tonight, rather sometime tomorrow in the morning, Eastern time, mid-morning, most likely. I have to see what she has in terms of connectivity. She did just get some sort of broadband, not very long ago. For a long time, all she had was dial-up, and that was really all that was available in her neighborhood. But the area has grown sufficiently now that broadband is pretty much widely available. So I look to blow my diet this week. I'm not weighing myself before I go. I'll weigh myself when I get back, so I'll know how much damage I've done. I won't know how much damage I've done. I'll just know how far I've got to go before my next doctor's appointment in November. Yep, lovely day. Great day for a trip. And I'm so looking forward to going back and visiting with my sister. And with that, I'm at the back gate, reminding you for what might be a while. Tomorrow is another day.